AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Most Southwest flyers will be grounded again today. The carrier has canceled about 6 in 10 flights, and there's yet another wrinkle to the story. Massive reports of lost luggage. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
Angie Burgos searched for her brother's luggage in New Orleans.
Their work computers are in it, the car seat for the baby, all their clothes, and now they're going to drive 20 hours because they don't have a flight.
The meltdown continues for Southwest Airlines, with more than 2,500 flights scrubbed on Wednesday and already more than 2,300 flights canceled today.
One side effect, would-be flyers have been scooping up rental cars, which are now in short supply. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says the city is making progress in clearing nearly 5 feet of snow. The driving ban has been lifted, but Brown still wants people to stay home.
I'm asking people to still be cautious, and if you don't need to drive, please don't.
The Vatican says Pope Emeritus Benedict's health is worsened but is, quote, under control this morning. Pope Francis has asked people to pray for his predecessor until the end. The retired pope is 95. He's the first pope to have stepped down in some 600 years. The Biden administration is about to require COVID tests for anyone coming here from China. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
Given the dramatic rise in cases, with some estimates that over a million new cases a day in China, there seems to be a need to try to prevent new variants from coming here to the United States.
That new policy begins January 5th. The Ukrainian military says it shot down nearly 20 Russian missiles in the latest attacks on Kyiv. The BBC's Hugo Bachega is there.
We're getting reports from officials across the country that Russia has launched another wave of missiles targeting cities across Ukraine. Explosions have been reported in many regions across the country. Officials are saying that this is because air defense has been activated.
Reporter Chris Fox is here with an update on migrants in El Paso trying to stay warm and stay in the country.
About 300 migrants a day are being expelled from El Paso under Title 42. City officials say the migrants who do cross illegally end up sleeping on city streets because they don't have the required documents to stay in the shelters. Deputy City Manager Mario D'Agostino.
They continue to get in without being undetected. We're going to continue to have this population grow within our community. Enforcing immigration policies, that truly is a federal issue.
U.S. Border Patrol agents have detained hundreds of unvetted migrants trying to get out of El Paso, many aboard commercial buses. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
S&P futures are up 14. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3970.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Congressman Mark Pocan, the former co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, currently a member in good standing, of course, of that caucus, and representing the 2nd District of Wisconsin, the U.S. House of Representatives. He's on the Appropriations, Education, and Labor Committees. Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And this is our middays with Mark here, a little later than normal. But Congressman Pocan, it's always great having you with us. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I just saw a story here that Joyce shared with me that you and Jim McGovern and Troy Carter went down to Cuba recently. Louise and I visited Cuba maybe 4 years ago for a couple of weeks. It was just an amazing trip. Anything you want to say about that trip?
Yeah, I think, you know, the main reason we went, and we had a number of other members who were going to go, and a number of people fell ill, you know, given what's been going around the flu and COVID. But, you know, the concerns we have is economically right now, they're hard hit, and probably as hard as is almost as bad as the early 90s was for Cuba, as far as being able to get supplies because of not just the blockade, but when Donald Trump put the state sponsor a terrorism designation, it really affected the country. And as you've seen in the last year, 2% of the population has fled, many to the United States. And, you know, this is something that we're trying to get the U.S. government to revisit our policies. The one asterisk, though, I guess I would say is, you know, on July 11th of 2021, they had some civil protests over the lack of goods in stores and things, again, partially created by the blockade, partially created by COVID and the times. And the government overreacted. Somewhere between 700 and 1,200 political prisoners were sentenced to 10, 20 and 30 year sentences for involvement. And because of that, you know, some of the same people like you and I who want the best for the Cuban people would like to go back to where Barack Obama administration was taking us also are concerned about political prisoners and those kind of sentences. So we had those conversations absolutely with you know, the leadership. We met with the president. We met with the head of their legislative body. We met with their foreign minister and their deputy foreign minister. We met with a number of other ambassadors. We met with entrepreneurs because they have a new entrepreneurial law that's not doing as well as it could because of the U.S. blockade. We met with medical students from the United States. We met with a whole lot of folks. And again, I think with the goal is trying to get us back to having a rational policy towards a neighboring country that's literally 80, 90 miles off of our border. We're hoping, we've talked to Jake Sullivan in the White House at the NSA, and also we're trying to talk to Secretary Blinken and trying to reinvigorate conversations about what we need to do.
Yeah, amen. Plus, they're contributing to the so-called border crisis, you know, the refugee crisis, asylum crisis, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
My rant today, my op-ed at HartmanReport.com, I'd never done this before. I went through and looked for any reference to Democrats referring to an open border. You can't find them. They don't exist. And then I started going through Republican members of Congress, and it's like virtually every single one has issued press releases or made statements in the public claiming that Joe Biden opened the border. And they did the same thing with Obama. And it's and then I went back and looked at the, quote, border crises every time there was a surge in people at the border. It has happened all the way back to 1998. It happens every 2 years whenever there's a Democrat in the White House. When there's a Republican in the White House, it doesn't happen. But when there's a Democrat in the White House, every 2 years, election, midterm, you have, quote, a border crisis. And it's because the Republicans are screaming that the Democrats have opened the border. And people down in Venezuela or in Nicaragua or El Salvador, they're not, you know, politically aware, sophisticated enough to know about American politics to realize that this is just, you know, lies that are coming out of the GOP. But they get amplified through social media, and these people literally take their lives in their hands to come to the United States. And it just blew my mind to see the rate of this stuff. Is there anything you can do to stop your colleagues from basically encouraging terrified, frightened people to take their lives and their children's lives in their hands, coming to this country where the border is very much not open?
You know, a number of my colleagues just don't care. That's the problem. You know, they love the fear of the issue, that somehow, you know, this nation's going to change, and it's all with very much racist overtones. And then the fact that, as you said, very real people then wind up taking a very dangerous trek to come here. They don't care. In fact, that just amplifies their political message of fear in order to drive out votes. So, you know, it's one of the worst issues right now for us, especially thanks to Donald Trump. And I wish we could get back to, you know, a policy where we could have a pathway to citizenship for aspiring Americans, additional protections at the borders. But right now, it's all rhetoric.
Yeah. Well, I hope the piece that I did today, I mean, it's the first time I've seen anybody really do a deep dive like this into it. I hope it gets around, something happens. People wake up to this. Anything else you wanted to talk about or share with us before we start picking up phone calls here?
We're about to pass the budget bill, $1.7 trillion, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. We just got it written about 2 a.m. This week in the House and Senate. That's important because with the House changing, if we don't get it passed, they will cut programs like health care and education and all sorts of things that, you know, help people. Yet, of course, they won't change a dime on the defense budget. In fact, they could even increase it potentially if they were in charge. Therefore, we have to get this done. It's a pretty ugly process, but, you know, I've been there now 10 years. I've seen about 10 ugly processes as we do this, and, but it's important we get it done.
Kevin McCarthy announced this morning that any Republican senator who votes for this will not have any of their legislation considered by the House of Representatives for the next 2 years. Is that a serious threat, and is that something that you think could blow this up?
I think, you know, I've heard Mitch McConnell already said this is good to have it done and that they had a win because we did have to lose some dollars for some Democratic priorities because we knew what was coming with the Republican majority in the House. I think Kevin McCarthy will do anything, say anything, dance any dance and sing any song asked to by Marjorie Taylor Greene and company right now because he desperately wants to become Speaker more than anything in his life. But I think Senate Republicans understand it. And more importantly, the ranking Republican and the ranking Democrat in the Senate who deal with this issue are both leaving, and they both want to be adults on the way out. And I'm sure they have some extra projects in there as well. I still think we'll get it done. I think the bigger question might be, is Kevin McCarthy actually going to be the Republican Speaker after all the antics and doing whatever he's been told to by the most extreme elements of his caucus? I don't know if he can still put it together, but he's going to try.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. Well, thank you. So let's begin here officially our national town hall meeting. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Congressman, currently, as we're speaking, there is a closed-door hearing, congressional hearing going on regarding Trump's taxes. I hope the Democrats will grow a spine and publish them in the congressional record. You only have a few days to do it. Will you promise that we'll publish his taxes?
I can't promise anything because I'm not on that committee and I'm not in Democratic leadership. But Ziggy, I hope what I've understood is that at least some of it's going to be released. Again, much of this could almost be overwhelming because you don't get all the information out of seeing all of it. However, there are people who probably can ascertain that. My hope is that we're going to digest it and put it out there so that people actually understand what that means. But absolutely, we want information that's relevant to go public, and I'm hoping that that's what they're doing.
That's Richie Neal, House Ways and Means, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. George in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and happy holidays and seasons. Greetings to both of you.
Thank you.
When I was watching and listening to the committee yesterday, and then today listening to Tom describe the probably unprecedented and unprincipled threats that McCarthy is making to Senate Republicans, it occurred to me that our population is pretty deficient when it comes to deciding what's important. I mean, what was seen yesterday was a recounting of the awful occurrences of January 6th, the frightening and dark import of what occurred. And yet, the people of the United States returned the guilty party to power in the House of Representatives. The people who voted not to certify the election, and the worst members of your House who probably participated in it.
So, George, what's your question?
To office. So how does this augur for our future? I mean, it seems to me like our democracy is on a real thin ice if we, the people, return these criminals to power.
Thank you.
So, George, I'll tell you, first of all, we did better than we expected with the midterms, given where inflation is globally, but obviously Republicans all blaming Joe Biden, given where gas prices were, given where the war is in Ukraine, given a number of things and the historical aspect of a midterm with the president in charge, we should have lost far more seats. There was a lot of gerrymandering. That's something we should be addressing state by state. But you know, this is the modern Republican Party. They don't have a platform. They have a cult leader. And that cult leader right now may not be as favorable. And they're getting ready to install a new cult leader. Maybe. We'll see. But I think you're going to see a lot of disarray among Republicans like you're seeing right now with the House and the Senate on this budget bill. My guess is you're going to see a lot of hearings coming out of the House Republicans. And, you know, you'll hear Hunter Biden more than you can imagine.
God forbid. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark, Tuesday edition, here on the Tom Hartman Program, taking your calls for the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan. It's 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Our phrase for the day is narcissistic collapse. This is what happens when a person like Donald Trump with severe narcissistic personality disorder can no longer maintain the facade of their own greatness. When the lies that they have used to build this facade begin to disintegrate, they either implode, typically through drugs or alcohol or other kind of semi-suicidal behavior or even suicide itself, they typically either implode or more frequently they explode. They start blaming everybody around them or whatever institutions they can to deny that the collapse is their own fault. They cannot accept the blame. It's part of their narcissistic personality disorder. And instead, they go after the institutions or the people who are pointing out their failure. In the case of Donald Trump, going after the FBI, going after the courts. Look out. This is going to get really, really ugly. I've got a whole long video about it over at TomHartman.com. Check it out. Welcome back. We're picking up your calls here for Congressman Mark Pocan. Middays with Mark, Tuesday edition on the Tom Hartman program. Lou in Austin, Texas, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Tom, first time caller, I thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Lou.
Congressman, quick question. H.R. 7305, are you familiar with that bill?
We have 10,000 bills. I do not know them by number. Why don't you tell me what the bill is and maybe a sentence or two about it?
Yes, sir. This is in regards to the California wildfires in 2015, 17, and 18. The victims who receive settlement funds from a pending lawsuit with PG&E. Currently, people are paying IRS tax on it. California eliminated that for the victims, and there is a pending bill that Schumer and Pelosi received, and they're looking at it. So that's why I'm calling, if this is on the docket or not.
Yes, I doubt any additional bills beyond the omnibus are on the docket. Having said that, the omnibus is over 4,000 pages, and it may be in there because there's probably some other tax provisions that we generally do at the end of the year. So it was written at 2 a.m. I can't tell you what's on the 4,700, I believe it is, pages of the bill, but you might want to just take a look very specifically for that provision. And if not, contact your member of Congress and they can let you know. But just understand it's very fresh for everyone who just got it. But that is the most likely place it would be if it's going to be passed this session.
Right. And if he knows the bill number, he could look up the principal sponsor and just call his office and ask, right?
Yeah, although I'll be honest, sometimes, you know, you have an intern answer the phone and they generally only take calls from people in their district. So it may be not that easy. Sometimes it's easier to reach out to your member because you're more likely to at least.
I see. Yeah, makes sense. Okay. Lance in Columbus, Ohio, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes, good afternoon, Tom and Representative Pocan. Sir, I wanted to ask you, now that the election is over, they, you know, the Democrats hasn't dealt with the issues of DeJoy, the Postmaster General. You know, he was really doing a lot of things to impede a lot of the voters. So I was wondering, was anything going to be done with him? And the second point, real quick, in Florida, sir, we know that the Republicans have a grip on the radio as far as propaganda, you know, to the Hispanic community. And if the Democratic Party is ever going to grow, that type of media needs to be really addressed with the propaganda that the Republicans are putting out on the radio.
Thank you, Lance.
Yep, thank you. Lance, I may need a refresher on the first question. When there's two questions, sometimes it's hard to focus on both. The second one, I think Tom's done a great job of exposing how much money that Republicans and conservatives put into radio, specifically Latino radio, to try to influence votes. And it's something that we have not done well on the Democratic side. So you bring up a very valid point. A couple words on the first question, Tom, just as a reminder.
I'm sorry, Congressman. I guess I wasn't paying close enough attention.
Yeah,
maybe. And Sean doesn't recall either.
A lesson for member or for people with a call. It is hard to remember a couple of questions, and we do our best. We're trying to answer them. I think he said something about when will Dems do something. I'm not remembering the rest.
Yeah. Many of us are multitasking here. Oh, it was about Louis DeJoy. That's right.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So there, it's the Postal Board of Governors. Congress can't do anything. However, I believe it was December when there was a position open that we could now have a majority if the president appoints people. So it should be something that could be happening. It's not up to Congress. It's the president.
We'll find out soon. Congressman Pocan, thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Representative Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Middays with Mark, Tuesday edition. We'll be right back with more of your calls. You've heard me talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in, and I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. Lots of your cheap or free VPNs make money by selling your data to advertisers, but ExpressVPN doesn't do that. They even developed a technology, Trusted Server, that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any of your data at all. Secondly, ExpressVPN uses Lightway, the new VPN protocol they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing fast. Plus, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap one button to connect. So protect yourself with the VPN I use and trust. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom today and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The Southwest Airlines meltdown has had a maddening side effect. Massive reports of lost luggage. Patrick Keene has finally gotten his bag at Chicago's Midway.
I just haven't had this bag in a week. I've been wearing other people's clothes. I want to wear my wardrobe. It's New Year's Eve week, and now I'm going to go out and I'm going to party.
With a huge rise in COVID cases in China, visitors from there will have to take COVID tests before coming here starting January 5th. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
Certainly a step that had to be taken for public opinion that was worried about what was happening in China.
The Vatican says retired Pope Benedict's health is deteriorating, and he's getting prayers and good wishes from around the world, including his home country of Germany.
We identified with him very much because he was a German pope, and I wish that he may go in peace with blessings to where we believe it will be even better than here.
Benedict is 95, and he's been retired for nearly a decade. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
There's an amazing number of criminal and civil investigations and lawsuits against Donald Trump, you know, that range from the espionage grand jury investigation. This is a federal criminal investigation into Trump and people around him committing espionage, to the January 6th grand jury investigation, a separate grand jury looking into the crime of trying to overthrow the government. Obviously, you've got the Trump Organization tax fraud investigation, Letitia James in New York State. You've got the Trump Organization tax fraud being investigated also by the city. Fulton County, Georgia is looking into, you know, Trump's attempts to get 11,780 votes out of Brad Raffensperger. You got the January 6th committee, that goes, you know, without elaboration. The Senate is investigating Bill Barr's Justice Department, the former Justice Department. And then there's a whole series of individual lawsuits against Trump, from Mary Trump to others. I've got a video with a complete list over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. And welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. David in Columbus, Ohio, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hello, Representative Pocan. This is a great opportunity because I don't get to talk to my representative in person. So I have a quick question. This is on defense spending. I'd like to see the defense budget reduced, but it seems like we're going to keep getting funding for the Ukrainian war. And is that going to go on forever? I mean, is it just an excuse to pump up the defense budget? Do we really need that much money in weapons? I know they're expensive, but it seems like we're piling on huge amounts of money.
Yeah, David, so first of all, I would say they're two very different issues, the money that we've been putting to the Ukrainian effort and what goes into the Department of Defense. Now, I'll be one of the first people to say we spend way too much on the Pentagon in this country without any checks and balances. They can't even pass an audit because they don't even have the internal processes they claim to be able to do that. So, you know, we fund amphibious vehicles that sink. We, on the most recent class of aircraft carrier, when they get the toilets backed up, you have to literally put $400,000 worth of acids to flush down the toilet, literally flushing money down the toilet to make them work. There are many things that we should talk about when it comes to defense spending. And the problem is, fundamentally, it has become a jobs program across the country. Every single district has a footprint of this. And when you talk to many members, the response is about jobs in their district rather than, smart defense spending. Do we need to spend that much? Should we put more into other things? And I would argue absolutely. But I don't want to necessarily confuse the two, because we do purposely do them separately in how we do the funding, what's going to Ukraine. But I don't want it to get lost, because I think more people support what we're doing with Ukraine than the, I would argue, rather poor spending that we do with the Pentagon right now. And Barbara Lee and I have formed a caucus to try to reduce Pentagon spending. But the difficulty we run into is it's become a jobs program, and we have to figure out some new ways to talk about it.
Dan in Mammoth Hot Springs, Wyoming, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Wondering your guys' opinion about why the J6 committee did not mention Grassley's thing he would take over for the electoral count thing. And part of that whole plan then was to file an injunction and get up to Alito, who was ready to back whatever the Republicans said, to further the coup. So why no mention of Grassley? Why no mention of Alito in this final J6 wrap-up?
I'm not on the committee, Dan, but my guess is they tried to go for the strongest possible measures for prosecution to recommend to the Department of Justice. And that would depend on what evidence they've collected and all the information that they've collected to this point. So I'm sure there's many things that people would wonder why they didn't do this or that. I think at the end of the day, they were trying to put out the strongest case where Donald Trump broke the law. And that's what the Department of Justice should look at, or others, not just Donald Trump. And I think, you know, that was the case that they put forward.
Dane in Vancouver, Washington, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
I appreciate both you guys working and trying to take care of us old people. But one thing that does bother me is the clocks. Is there anything being done about daylight? Are we going to get to ever vote on what we want? I'd like to see the majority vote on that sometime.
Getting rid of daylight savings time, you're talking about.
Okay. I would like it, and I know you would like it too. Time now,
Congressman, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'll tell you, we didn't have, I don't think, any hearings or anything that I know of on it this year. The Senate did kind of a weird pro forma vote when members weren't around. I think that surprised everyone. And I think, you know, House leadership, you know, it wasn't something that the House and the Senate had discussed. And I don't think they had any hearings on it. And that's all I really know. I don't have much more information than that.
Yeah, I would love to see us just end daylight savings time forever. But Johan in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
I have a question about Democratic Party messaging. Mm-hmm. And why can't Democratic Party use the way the Republican Party taxing and governing doesn't work and use that more into the debates and let people know that it doesn't work, it won't work. For example, Clinton was a surplus, Bush was deficit, and Sam Brownback, former governor of Kansas, bankrupt the state. Their way of governing doesn't work, but we know that for a fact, but we don't mention it enough that their governing doesn't work. Why is that?
Yeah, I'll tell you, this question comes up a lot about Democratic branding, messaging, I should say. And that's the problem. It's not branding. Our messaging is very short-lived and often just for a specific office. You know, I think we should be looking at things just like businesses do in a far more broad branding way of talking about things. If you can brand Democrats versus Republicans for the very factual things you just said, Johan. I mean, you know, the fact that we are far more fiscally responsible and Republicans aren't, but they keep saying they are. But we need to be able to brand that across all levels. So when people talk about Democrats, they know that we are the ones fighting on behalf of people and they know certain truisms. But we don't do that very effectively. Everyone kind of runs their own race through to some degree. We have some loose messaging together, but I would argue in my 10 years in Congress and 14 years in a state legislature, this is something we don't do nearly as well as Republicans. They are very disciplined on messaging, and we would benefit from branding ourselves better.
Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Aside from Donald Trump and John Eastman, who were mentioned at the conclusion of the January 6th hearings yesterday, the only other names I heard, Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Kevin McCarthy, those are only four other people who are being considered for criminal referrals, when on my list of 18 or 19 Republicans, there are at least 13 names that I've never heard any action on, like Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Scalise, Brooks, Gosar, and the high-priority ones, Boebert, Trader Taylor Greene, Mitch McConnell, and Chuck Grassley. Those last two, as you should know, they have violated their oath of office on gross terms. They have obstructed justice with regards to the way Chuck Grassley handled those confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court. Over the objections of Democrats, he still violated his oath of office. And I want to know, is there not any discussions ongoing right now within the Democratic Party to have McConnell and Chuck Grassley pay a political price and a criminal price? Justice demands this, gentlemen.
Yeah, Pearson, what matters right now is what the Department of Justice, not the Democratic Party, thinks and what they think they can go forward with the case. So just because the January 6th committee didn't put more names forward, maybe just because they didn't have the evidence they collected, but the Department of Justice is doing its own investigation and they're going to make determinations based on that. So it doesn't matter so much what the party or Democratic lawmakers think. Honestly, it's what the Department of Justice thinks they can move forward with the most effective case to prosecute. Usually they don't go forward with the case if they don't think they can win it.
Jordan in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you for taking my call. Representative Pocan, I wanted to know, with the increased Fed rate hikes that continue to be going on, do you think there will be any revisitation to the First-Time Home Buyers Act? I know it was passed in the House, but it seemed to die in the Senate.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we're going to be moving into mixed government as far as the House and the Senate coming up. I, for one, am pretty concerned that they keep raising rates. I think that, you know, they've done it to a level that puts us that you could have a deepening recession potentially out of their actions. And it does hurt those first-time buyers, the people who, a young entrepreneur who's trying to buy some equipment or invest in something to start a business. And, you know, I'm not sure that what they're doing is actually the best in the long run. So I think, you know, maybe that's part of my disconnect with what's happening.
Phil in Brookings, South Dakota, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes, if the Republicans get power, do you know what their policies towards Social Security is going to be?
Well, Phil, I can tell you this. The Republican Study Committee, which is one of the biggest groups of Republicans in the House, had put out a plan to put Social Security on the chopping block every 5 years. People like Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who narrowly got reelected, wanted to put it on the chopping block every year. I think we know what they want to do. This is our money, that our earned benefits, we've paid into it out of every paycheck, and they want to go and either put it into a privatization scheme or cut those benefits. And we need to be far more aggressive in talking about that.
Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives, former co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. You can find his website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. We'll be right back with Mark Pocan.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Your calls for Congressman Pocan on the other side of this. Stick around. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know that Americans have elected 8 animals to political office? I realize all politicians are animals, and arguably all humans are animals, but these are non-human animals who have been elected to political office. It's absolutely fascinating. There's Stubbs the Cat, who was the mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska. Most of them, by the way, have been elected mayors. Clay Henry the Goat, he was the mayor of Lajitas, Texas. Max the Dog was the mayor of Idlewild, California. In Milton, Washington, they didn't go for the mayor. They got a committee person, a committeeman. That's Boston Curtis the Mule. And Boscow the Dog became the mayor of Sunol, California. Jinx the Cat, this is one of the very best. Jinx the Cat was the mayor of Hell, Michigan. Isn't it nice to get away from politics every now and then, or sort of? Lincoln the Goat was the mayor of Fairhaven, Vermont. And there was even a rhinoceros who was on the Sao Paulo City Council. The whole list is over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Brad in Fife Lake, Michigan, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
My question is, the Democrats have been in power for 2 years now. Why have they not addressed the issue by either by law or however, about, you know, the Supreme Court's rulings of, you know, corporations, you know, peoplehood thing, and several other of the issues that you, Tom, have brought up many times?
Yeah, Brad, we have in the House. We've passed it for 2 sessions in a row, bills like H.R. 1 and some other bills around voting rights. The problem is when you go to the Senate, the way their rules work, unless something is fiscal in nature and they have a reconciliation process with a simple majority, they require 60 votes, and it's a 50-50 Senate. So until you get 10 Republicans to be reasonable, which doesn't happen especially easily, unless you're Tammy Baldwin on respect for marriage, it's pretty difficult, and that's the real problem. You'd be looking for 10 Republicans to do the right thing for democracy in the Senate, and these days that's not very likely.
Which is really sad. Bob in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Well, good afternoon. Recent proposal for high-speed rail between Milwaukee and Madison, especially. The Republicans in the state legislature have not responded well. What's your reaction to this, Congressman?
Yeah, Bob, I think one of the difficulties we're going to have, no matter how much that makes sense, is you remember when Scott Walker became governor, you know, he already, before he was even swearing as governor, he was running for president, turned down rail money that would have connected Chicago to Minneapolis. If you look at a map, very clearly, you go through Wisconsin, he wouldn't do it, so they had to go across the northern Illinois, Iowa, and up. Ridiculous, completely ridiculous. Therefore, it may be difficult given where a lot of the existing track is. I don't have a better answer other than, you know, we really got hurt significantly by Scott Walker as he was trying to be super ambitious to run for president.
Yeah, what happens when you get a Republican governor? Jermaine in Pueblo, Colorado. Jermaine, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you, man, for taking the call. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you.
All righty. Well, Mr. Pocan, I was trying to figure who decides what's best for God's children or what's most convenient for the womb or non-womb man. I mean, is it us who benefits others or otherwise? But mostly I wanted to really get into those five sessions, and I do thank you for your service. Please keep up the good fight. You are appreciated. But here in Pueblo, the Steel City, which is now quickly becoming the former Steel City, nowhere near on par with the likes of Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, which we once was.
So, Jermaine, was your question the one we were talking about yesterday? Is the economy here to serve us, or are we here to serve the economy? Is that essentially what you were asking?
Well, I do believe it's a two-part deal.
Okay. Congressman, your thoughts?
The economy should be serving us, right? Period, I think. We shouldn't be serving the economy yet. For two few people in too high of positions in the business world, it's just the opposite, right? And, they're making sure that they benefit a very small number of shareholders with really bad decisions for the average person. Much of what we've seen in inflation is reflected in that. And we need to change. You know, I think if we don't, with consolidation and mergers that make consumer law even worse and worse, we've got a lot of wrong track positions happening in the U.S. economy when it comes to these issues.
Amen. Mike in Hope Sound, Florida. We only have about a minute here to the end of the hour. Mike, you got a quick question, please?
I appreciate it. I'll talk quick. I live in Florida. Is there any hope for this state as far as the Democratic Party? Because let me tell you, with DeSantis and Trump's home base and the people that live in this state, we have some real problems. I consider it ground zero for fascism.
Yeah, you've got a lot of good people, too. I've been down there campaigning for people like Maxwell Alejandro Frost in the Orlando area, who's going to be, I think, an outstanding young member of Congress, 25 years old. I've met with a lot of people on the ground there. There's a lot of good people in Florida. I just think right now Ron DeSantis has built a pretty efficient operation on a lot of hate and fear because he wants to be president, just like we saw Scott Walker do to Wisconsin. I think you just have to be able to organize the best you can within the state. Fight back. I don't think it's a state that's lost, but right now it's a state that's certainly deep in the forest.
Chrisman, we have about 25 seconds. Thoughts as we head into this holiday season? And by the way, happy holidays to you and yours.
Yeah, thank you, and as well to you and Louise and all the folks who work with you and to all your listeners. You know, I love this format, and it's great to be able to talk to people every couple weeks on the program. And I just, you know, keep engaged. Make 2023 New Year's commitment that you're going to reach out to your member of Congress or Senate at least once every couple weeks. And I think that'll be a great New Year's resolution.
We'll do it. Congressman Mark Pocan, thank you so much. And it's great having you with us and happy holidays. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
The holidays are here and we're savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. Louise and I love how flavorful HelloFresh meals are and also how much we've learned about different sauces and cooking techniques. We bring that to other meals. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom21 and use the code Tom21, T-H-O-M-2-1, for 21 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom21.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.